Blog Talk Radio.
Until you stop breathing, until you stop bleeding, until your heart stops kick drum beating. When it's hard times, when it's long days, and the enemy is right up in your face. When your back's against the ropes and you're feeling all alone, keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. 'Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good, fighting the good fight, good fight.
Even in the roadblocks, even through the rough spots, when you're feeling you're giving all that you got, I'm with you in the next step, giving you the next breath. I'll be the voice of you and you're gonna make it. When you're out there on your own, you are never alone.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. 'Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good, fighting the good fight, good fight.
Just keep on singing.
Out there. Good morning. How's everybody doing today? This is Victor Ruiz, your host of Getting Healthy Today, Impacting People's Lives. Episode 7 today is going to be about Alzheimer's disease. And later on in the show, I'm going to be talking about leadership. With the presidential election upon us, folks, in a little less than 20-something days, 25 days, we have two different leaders out there. You might be undecided. So hopefully later in the program, you'll see something that I learned about a gentleman by the name of John C. Maxwell, his book on 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, which definitely changed my viewpoint of how I look at leaders from now on. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But right now, I'd like to dedicate this show today to my mother, Rosaura Ruiz, who unfortunately died of Alzheimer's August 20th, 2014. And I'd like to also dedicate it to my friend's mom, who's also a great friend of my mother's. Unfortunately, my friend's mom, Rosa Villa, is suffering from that same illness right now. So all my prayers and wonderful thoughts to that family for all the support they've given my family, and I support them as well. This is also dedicated to you, and lots of love out there to them. I hope to give you at least a pretty good idea of what Alzheimer's disease is. Some of you already know, but hopefully some information I give you today that I've gotten from Alzheimer's Association. They can be reached at www.alz.org. And they also can be, you can be called them at 800-272-3900. Again, that's 1-800-272-3900. They're open 24 hours, 7 days a week. They are excellent. They answer your calls. No matter what you have a question about it, they will answer your question and give you indications they've helped my family out. So without further ado, you might want to take out paper and pen today, because today is jam-packed with a lot of information. You may even want to see this on, hear this broadcast again on iTunes right after the show. It gets broadcasted there on iTunes, so you can definitely hear the replay and gather this information. So one of the things I want to talk to you about Alzheimer's today is basically what's the disease all about. This unfortunate disorder damages and destroys brain cells, and it impacts. It's the number one issue about this is the memory loss and the ongoing and unfortunate deterioration of the brain over a period of time. So if we look at Alzheimer's, it hits people. It arrives to the person's unfortunate at 65 or older. It's known that 5% of people in their 40s to 50s can have what's called younger onset Alzheimer's at some point, and it hits 5% of the population. Now, there are some warning signs of Alzheimer's, and I'm going to give you some of them right now. Number one, memory loss that disrupts all behaviors. Number two, it challenges your ability to function daily. Number three, difficulty making sense of your thoughts. Number four, becoming more confused about your everyday thoughts. Number five, having trouble remembering different names of people that you know. Number seven, mistaking people of their names. Number eight, there's a decreased oxygen blood flow in the brain. Number nine, a person withdraws from their everyday activities. And number 10, the person has a change in mood. Now, there are stages of this disorder, and the stages are 1 through 7. The first stage is no impairment. Stage 2 is the very mild decline. Stage 3 is a mild decline. Number 4 is a moderate decline. Stage 5 is moderately severe decline. 6 is a severe decline. And 7 is a very severe decline. Now, on stage 1, the person does not experience any memory problems, and an interview with a medical professional does not show any evidence of the symptoms of dementia. Stage 2, a very mild cognitive decline, and changes are early signs of Alzheimer's. The person may feel he or she is having memory lapses, forgetting familiar words or location of everyday objects. Stage 3 is a mild cognitive decline, where there's noticeable problems coming up with the right name or word, noticeably greater difficulty performing tasks in social or work settings, forgetting material that one has just read, losing or misplacing a valuable object, increasing trouble with planning or organizing. Number 4, a moderate cognitive decline. A person has forgetfulness of recent events. There's an impaired ability to perform challenge mental arithmetic, for example, counting backwards from 100 by 7. There's a greater difficulty performing complex tasks such as paying bills, forgetfulness about one's own personal history, and becoming moody and withdrawn. Stage 5, where the moderately severe cognitive decline happens, or the mid-stage of Alzheimer's disease, there is gaps in memory and thinking is noticeable, as well as individuals begin to need to help with the day-to-day functions and activities of their lives. They're unable to recall their own address or high school they attended. They become confused are what they it is. They have trouble with less challenging mental arithmetic, such as counting backwards from 40 by subtracting 4 by 4s or by 20 by 2s. They need help choosing proper clothing for the season or the occasion they are going to, such as a wedding. They still remember significant details about themselves and their family. They may still require no assistance with eating or using the facility, bathroom facilities. Stage number six, where there's a severe cognitive decline or the moderately severe mid-stage Alzheimer's disease part of it. The memory continues to worsen. Personality changes may take place, and individuals need extensive help with daily activities. At this stage, the individual then loses awareness of recent experiences as well as of their surroundings. They remember their own name but have difficulty with their personal history. They distinguish faces but have trouble remembering the name of the spouse or caregiver. They need help dressing properly and may, without supervision, make mistakes such as putting pajamas over daytime clothes or shoes on the wrong feet. They experience major changes in sleep patterns. They have increasingly frequent trouble controlling their bladder or bowel movements. They experience major personality and behavioral changes. This is stage six. And they tend to wander or become lost. Stage seven, they have very severe cognitive decline. And in this final stage of this disease, they lose the ability to respond to the environment and carry on a conversation. I can remember with my mom, there were different stages that I didn't know about until I unfortunately learned about what stages did what. And I saw that my mother one day took off, and my father didn't know where she was, and finally found her coming back with the police. And that was the only one time she did it, but it was very a rude awakening and scare that this is serious, you know, this can happen. The other thing I saw my mom have is a lot of changes in her behavior, as they talk about. There were times my mother seemed psychotic in nature and was very paranoid about my father and would say, "Who's that guy sitting on that couch?" She had no idea who the person was, and it was my father. She would describe him, "Who's the guy with the glasses?" or "Who's the guy that keeps telling me what to do every day?" But basically, he was the caretaker, and he did it for 16 years, God bless him. So there's so many things that happen in this an unfortunate disease. And the nice part about it, like I said earlier, is if you have any of these kind of situations and you have problems of having someone in your family with this issue, it's definitely a great thing to do is to call that Alzheimer's Association I was talking about. As a matter of fact, later this month, October 29th, I think throughout the country they're going to have a walk for this to fight and find a cure for this. There's no cure right now, folks, for this disease. Now, once a person is diagnosed with this disease, experts say, and the website says, that the person's lifespan is 4 to 8 years after diagnosis. Now, in my mother's case, that didn't occur. Once she got diagnosed at age 62, she probably had her Alzheimer's probably age 55, because I remember quite vividly, she would put Post-its on the cabinet to remind herself of where she had to do that day. Now, in the beginning, and I was young at the time, I didn't think that anything of it. I thought it was just an everyday, you know, forgetful thing, you know, just put a little reminder somewhere, and that was where she put it. But as I think back, this was the beginning of it, but we didn't actually see it because we just thought it was a little quirky thing that my mother did. But as I see it, this is a way that maybe she had some idea that she was forgetting things and she was getting scared but didn't want to tell us. Unfortunately, when she got diagnosed at 62, she didn't have the awareness that she had anything. She was very much in denial of that she had something going on with her. But you steadily saw, as an observer, the decline in her unfortunate disease. So if anything I can tell you out there is definitely educate yourself and learn more and more about what your loved one is going through so that you can understand. And the people at that telephone center at the Alzheimer's Association are so wonderful in helping you get through different things. So any emotional problems I was having, they were giving me therapy of how I could deal with, unfortunately, dealing with my mother's demise and dementia problems. Now, one of the things I want to tell you is that there's four different types of dementia. There's vascular dementia, which is a decline in the blood flow of the where the brain is providing nutrients and oxygen to the brain. There's also dementia with Lewy bodies, and that's a process that that unfortunately there's severe memory loss. Then we have mixed dementia, which is a combination of vascular and the Lewy bodies, and also now there's another one called front temporal dementia, which happens in the front part of the brain. Those are all different types of dementia that can occur. So if you definitely want more information, go to those websites. If anybody would like to call today on the show and comment or ask questions, feel free to call me right now at 516-418-5979. One more time, that is 516 to call in or comment on the show today or even ask questions. 516-418-5979. All right, folks, I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about an excellent topic. We're going to talk about John C. Maxwell. The guy is an American author, a best-selling author. He's a business person. He's a pastor. His book, 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, we're going to be talking about next. We're going to talk about another book that he has. It's called Developing the Leader Within You. We're going to talk about leadership and how we look at leadership, especially now with the presidential election coming up with Secretary Hillary Clinton and Mr. Donald Trump. So let's talk about that in a few minutes. Let's hear this commercial right now.
It starts with something little.
It starts with something little.
Tiny changes in the brain. It can happen to anyone.
A request for information. A simple donation. Things anyone can do.
It steals your memories. Your independence. Your loved ones.
It ensures care. Support. A breakthrough.
And one day. Sooner than you'd like.
Sooner than you think.
You die from Alzheimer's disease.
We cure Alzheimer's disease. Do one little thing to help end Alzheimer's disease. The next click, call, or donation gets us closer to ending America's sixth leading cause of death. And that's big. Alzheimer's Association. The brains behind saving yours.
Okay. I would like to thank Alzheimer's Association for helping me, like I said, and thank you for everyone who's listening today. I hope it's given you value. Definitely check their website for more information. But right now, I'd like to talk to you about leadership, and my goal today is to give you a different look at leadership. And when I read this book, I was told this by someone in the business world, you know, you should check out this book, Laws of Leadership, because I wanted to become a better leader. And I'm also a business owner right now. And this gentleman is amazing. He's a pastor. He's got so much enthusiasm, and he really changed the way I look at leadership. Now, all of you out there, probably some of you might be undecided in the race of politics where we're trying to find a president for our country right now. But I want to tell you a little bit about what I don't have enough time for, unfortunately, today. There's so many different laws that this gentleman has. But what I want to do is give you all the laws and then think about these laws when it comes to your own leader that you've been working with. So if you have a boss out there, you've had a coach in your life, or you've had a teacher in your life, anyone that has been a leader in your life, your parents, someone that has inspired you, I want you to right now is a good time to have a note and paper available to hear what I'm about to tell you, because maybe you're going to get some value, and it's going to change the way. And I would definitely say get this book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, and his other book he has is Developing the Leader Within You. So the first one I want to tell you about of the 21 Laws of Leadership is the Law of the Lid. And what this says is leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. Think about this when you're hearing this. Think about our leaders right now, the two people that are going for presidency. Do they have these qualities? And can you vote for them because they have these qualities? The Law of Influence is the true measure of a leadership or a leader is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Number three, the Law of Process. Leadership develops daily and not in one day. Number four, the Law of Navigation. Anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart a course. Wow, deep, isn't it, folks? Wow. The Law of Addition. Leaders add value, and they do it by serving others. Number six, the Law of Solid Ground. Trust is the foundation of leadership. Wow, that's even better, folks. Number seven, the law of respect. People naturally follow leaders that are better than themselves. Number eight, the law of intuition. Leadership is, I'm sorry, folks, let me go back to that. Leadership, number eight. Well, let me pass, I'll go back to that later. Number nine, the law of magnetism. Who you are is who you are going to follow and who you attract, who you're attracted to. Number 10, the law of connection. The law of connection is leaders that touch a heart before they are asked for a hand. Number 11, the law of the inner circle. A leader's potential is determined by their closest friend. The law of the empowerment. Only seeing leaders that give. Law of the picture. People do what people see. The law of the buy-in. People buy into leaders who have a vision. Number 15, the law of victory. Leaders find a way for the team to win. Number 16, the law of the big Mo, which is momentum. Momentum is a leader's best friend. Number 17, the law of the priorities. Leaders understand their ability is not necessarily an accomplishment or their accomplishment. Number 18, the law of sacrifice. A leader must give up to go up. 19, the law of timing. When to lead is as important as what to do and where to go. Number 20, the law of explosive growth. To add growth, lead followers to multiply and lead. Number 21, the law of the legacy. A leader's lasting value is measured by success or their succession. So, folks, definitely go to Google, look up 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. That's where I got it. Go to the PDF file. It gives you everything I said today. Look it up and check it out. It's been amazing having you today on the show. Definitely check this broadcast again on iTunes. I want you to know that this book that he also wrote is called Developing the Leader Within You. John C. Maxwell is also a great treat. It definitely helps you to become a better person within so that you can be a better leader out. So I hope that everyone has gotten value from this show today. And remind yourself that, and anytime you see a leader, if you went back to those 21 laws, do any of our leaders in the current day follow any of those principles? Does our president now, President Obama, have any of those 21 laws of leadership? Does Mr. Donald Trump possess any of those values that I talked about, those laws that a leader has been known to do? Now, of course, this is just one person's identification of what is leadership. This is John C. Maxwell's thoughts on that. But it makes a lot of sense. If you look at it, if you get his book and you read it cover to cover, you're going to see how much importance that will bring to you and how it changes how you view leadership. Does Secretary Hillary Clinton have those 21 laws of leadership, irrefutable laws of leadership? Did Gandhi have it? Did Martin Luther King have it? Did Malcolm X? Did any of the leaders out there that you have viewed in your life, or any of your coaches, your teachers, other mentors you have, your bosses in work, you name it, is there anybody else in your community that values these laws? So, all right, folks, next week I have a great show for you. We're going to talk about sleep disorders. We're going to talk about the problems with narcolepsy, sleep apnea, and some other stuff. So you can find me on Facebook, Getting Healthy Today, and also you can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter and YouTube. Have a great day, folks. Just remember, our show is to help people become more educated about their health, nutrition, and improve the quality of their lives. So come back next week at 11:30. Talk about sleep disorders. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week. Take care. God bless.